Well, there's something else I noticed about the Department of Defense, and it was kind of underreported, but you may have seen that they arrested a spy, John. A scientist was arrested on spy charges, and because apparently he tried to sneak out two thumb drives, which the TSA noticed at the airport as he was flying to abroad. I think he was flying to maybe to Israel. And so when they came back, they nabbed the guy, and they said, "Oh, what was on these thumb drives? It was, it was very important classified information, about nuclear warfare." And so I'm following up on this guy. Actually, this was another Wall Street Journal picture. I can just find it here. Well, it'll be in the show notes somewhere. And so this is one of the guys who was on the dais talking to the press when what I thought was NASA was going to go bomb the moon. And the only thing that's interesting about the picture is he's holding up a big cardboard picture. Here it is. Space scientist has held his spy. This is it. I'm not going to tell you what. I want you to look at this link, John, and you tell me what you see, what is strange. So you don't have to read the story, but just look at the picture. His name is Stuart Nozette. And this is a briefing about the original L-Cross project, which, of course, was the moon bombing, which we now know was actually intended to bomb someone else's moon base. Had nothing to do with finding water, but now look at this picture, John. Do you have it?
Wait! You just basically gave a leap of faith commentary there that has not been discussed on the show.
Yes, it has.
What, bombing somebody's base?
Yeah, it wasn't about water. It was about bombing
someone else's moon
base.
No, we've never talked about this.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Oh, it's about bombing the other moon bases there.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Well, and now look at the picture, and what do you see? You see, so the guy is holding up the big picture. He's in the middle. Okay? Now, where are they standing? Is that NASA?
No, it's the Pentagon.
It's the Pentagon, exactly. So this was a NASA scientist who attempted to pass on top-secret nuclear and space secrets to a shill, an FBI agent. He thought he was passing it on to the Mossad, and you read some of the transcripts of the phone calls they taped. And he actually says, "Oh, I was wondering when you guys were going to call me," because of course it was Israeli moon bases that that we bombed. No, seriously, this goes way, way deep.
Yeah, from
John.
That great Israeli moon project.